Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 3, chapter number 2, again, verse number 1, therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the thing which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it? We see the writer of the book of Hebrews was addressing the Christian Jews. There was a lot of false teaching, a lot of things are going on that were trying to draw their attention away from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And one of those teachings was the worship of angels. A lot of folk back in those days had a lot of regards to angels, and to the point where we find the writer of Hebrews addressing that problem to the fact, showing the superiority of the Lord Jesus Christ far above the angels. And then we find that in chapter 14, are they not all ministering spirits, and forth the minister for them who should be heirs of salvation, talking about the angels. But then he said, therefore, because, amen, of what you believe, what you're holding in high regard, but I want you to understand it is about Jesus, that he is a superior. He is the one that's above the angel, but yet God allowed him to be made below the angels to be able to come and minister to us through the wonderful gift of salvation. Then he said in verse 3, chapter 2, verse 1, therefore, he said, we ought to give the most, what he was addressing, those that were holding the worship of angel more than the worship of Jesus himself. He said, therefore, we ought to give them more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time, to what he's talking about, the thing we have heard is those things that's concerning Jesus and his superiority. And he said, which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That word slip had the ideal. One of my footnotes here, it said that word slip had the ideal of as a leaking vessel or something that's leaking. In other words, what he's saying here, he said, lest we should at any time the thing which we've heard, that we not retain them. Honey, we're living in a world today that everything around us is trying to take our attention off the Word of God, off Jesus, and off the wonderful plan of salvation. Many times in life we're not careful. How we'll find how those things we've heard concerning the Word of God, things we've heard concerning Jesus, things we've heard, and things we've read in the Word of God, we'll let them slip to the point that we won't see Jesus and see the Word for what it truly is. Help us to understand that we need to retain every aspect of the Word of God. We need to retain every word, every truth, every principle the Word of God gives to us. We need to hang on to them and allow them to be a part of our lives each and every day, and realizing that Jesus truly is, amen, the Son of God, part of the Trinity of the Godhead. Here we find a group of people who had let a lot of that slip. They had lost their folks at the point they were looking to something else instead of Jesus Christ. Can I say, I believe that's going on in America today, going on in the church world today, going on in the lives of a lot of Christians today at the point. Amen, we're not retaining. Amen, what we need to be retaining in the Word of God. Then he goes on and says this, for the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense reward. How shall we escape? He said, how shall we escape if we neglect, so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, to him, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. I want to preach upon that thought this morning. So great salvation. So great salvation. Amen. Right now we'll find three things in this chapter. We find the message of salvation, verse number 1 through verse number 8. Verse number 9 through verse number 10, we find the matter of salvation. Verse 11 through verse 17, we find the miracle or the wonderful work of salvation. Help us to understand how, amen, what God has done for us. Hey, it is, thank God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that God sent salvation to mankind. That word salvation means deliverance. We were lost in our sin, dead in our trespasses. But thank God, I'm glad that God sent the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, born of a virgin. Amen, went through life 33 and a half or third year. Amen, knew no sin. In him was no guile. Amen, he was crucified on an old rugged cross. His blood shed for the redemption of mankind. Amen, he cried out, it is finished. He took that off the cross, put in a grave, a bar tomb. But thank God, 3 days. Amen, rose from the dead, sent back to the right hand of the Father, sat down and said, it is finished. He finished the work of salvation. I'm so glad that he is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That God done for us through his precious Son to bring deliverance to those who were lost and undone. Those who were dead and trespassed and sin. And those that had no hope of life. Amen. Within themselves. But only through the message and the word of salvation. Notice what he was emphasizing was a work that God had provided for them through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, listen, I want you to understand. Amen. It is true, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that this message of salvation, that this work of salvation was given. He said, listen, how shall we escape? Amen. If we neglect so great salvation, how shall we escape if we let those things slip? Amen. That God wants us to retain, to be able to live the life, allow Jesus to do the living in us, so that God may be glorified. Honey, help us today as Christians to realize the importance and responsibility that we have as children of God to be able to spend time in His precious Word of God, to be able to look to God and, amen, continue to be able to read the precious Word of God that He's given us. And can I say this? What a privilege. And can I say, oh me, amen, I don't spend enough time in His life as I do need to. None of us do. But help us to understand it is the Word of God that is a vital and important part of our life, because it is through the Word of God that we see Jesus. Amen. We allow Him to talk to us through His precious Word, those great principles, those great truths in every word that's written in this precious Word, to be able to come into the heart and their life, and to be able to attain it, and allow our life to be a mirror of the Word of God. Amen. Because that Jesus is doing the living in us, because we have given ourselves truly and wholly unto Him. It is that message of salvation. He says here, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with different miracles, divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. For unto the angels have they not put in subjection a world to come wherever we speak. One in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection unto him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see, now yet all things put under him. We see that message of salvation. Anyway, I want you to look in verse number 9, verse number 10, the manner of salvation. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with the glory and honor that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom were all things, in bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. I like what it said in verse number 9 and 10. How we see that manner of how salvation was brought to you and I. He said we need to look to what God done for us. What he provided for and how he provided for us. That we, amen, might retain, hold on, and hold in high regard, and just take to heart those things that you've learned, those things that you've seen, those things that you've heard according to the word of God. He said, but we see Jesus, first of all, who was made a little lower than the angel. We see his position, the great Son of God, who was made a little lower than the angels. Amen. Why? The purpose of that was that for the suffering of death. Thank God we find out that Jesus came to this world to live, and he came to die. Amen. To take the sin debt upon himself, the sin debt that you and I deserve. But thank God he took it upon himself to bring salvation to mankind. This is Jesus that I'm talking about. And you can look at what's going on in the world today and get discouraged. But why don't you just try looking at Jesus? Amen. And get encouraged. Oh, in the midst of all that's going on, I'm so glad I can find hope in Jesus. I can find help in Jesus. Thank God I can find that honor in Jesus. Why? Because he is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And can I tell you today, if you're lost and undone, he is the best thing that will ever happen to you. We see Jesus. We see his position. We see his purpose. For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, we see his potentate, that he was the King of Kings, always will be. And then we find out the provision, the heap of the grace of God should taste death for every man. It was his the great plan of salvation. It was a great plan that was before the foundation of the world, before sin ever come. It was ordained that he would do exactly what he did, that he would taste death for every man. Why? I like that word, every man. Honey, it don't matter who you are. It don't matter what color your skin is. It don't matter what nationality you may be. It don't matter what belief that you may be. He came to taste death for you. But it's your choice whether you receive him or whether you neglect him. It is your choice whether you receive the wonderful gift of salvation and be delivered from the gates of hell, or it is your decision, amen, to neglect that so great a salvation, amen, and experience the torment and the sufferings of hell. You see, it is your choice. I've heard folks make a statement, preacher, God ain't going to send nobody to hell. No, he don't. Can I say you go to hell of your own accord? It is because you neglect the opportunity God gave you to escape. The place called hell is the reason you'll spend eternity in hell if you don't accept the wonderful plan of salvation. I've used this example many times. Now I'll use it again. It's just like being in a burning building. Amen. And smoke all around you. And all of a sudden you hear the firemen coming through the smoke with their apparatus on. And hey man, come on. I'm going to save you. I'm going to get you out of this burning building. But yet you neglect. You turn away. No, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Hey, man, I'm going to get out some other way. Only to find out when the firemen have to leave you there. Hey, man, because you refused, hey, man, to escape. The judgment that was coming. It ain't the fireman's fault. Thank God it's your fault. Because you refused the help that was given to you. You refused the way that was provided you to escape the judgment that was coming. And that's the same way it is with salvation. God provided that great escape. Amen. He said, come on. Amen. This thing's fixed to burn up. You need to get out of the fire. Don't allow the fire to torment you. But if you say no, it ain't your fault. Amen. You got nobody to blame but yourself. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How are we going to have to escape the judgment that's coming our way because we refuse the help that God provided for us through his precious Son? Or oh, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory to make, amen, the captain of their salvation, perfect through suffering. We see the person of salvation. It became him who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Can I say today we see the miracle that God provided, a way that we might be delivered, amen, from the things that are coming upon us. Amen, a way that we might escape the judgment of hell. The way that we might escape judgments coming upon the land is through the wonderful vision of God through His precious Son, the way of salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Can I say there is no escape if you neglect the work that God gives you? There is no escape, Brother Ed, if we choose to say no. We choose to not follow the word of God. The judgment of God will come upon us because we refuse, we let those things slip. We don't retain them to the point that we don't live the life that we need to live as a child of God, and that He might be honored, He might be glorified, and folks may see Jesus in us. Help us, amen, to look to the word of God each and every day. Help us to allow the word of God to be applied to our heart each and every day, that we might be that shining light, and that might point the way to Jesus. That our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers might escape the judgment is coming. My kept in the wonderful work of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. So great salvation. There's nothing greater God can provide for you and I than the wonderful work of salvation that He provided through His precious Son. Can I say to you as we close, do you know Jesus? If you've never trusted Him as Lord of your life, why don't you give your life and give your heart to Him? Don't neglect so great salvation. Back to natural this time.